No matter what happens in Congress, the Obamacare deadlines are still in effect. On Tuesday, public exchanges will open for business. But already several companies are making changes to the way they provide health care to their employees. Retailer Trader Joe's will give their employees $500 to shop for insurance on the public exchanges. Meanwhile, pharmacy chain Walgreens will shift some of its employees to a private exchange that offers a lot more options than they currently have. Michael Polzin is a spokesman for the company.
By going to this corporate exchange where they can have up to 25 different choices of healthcare plans, it's going to give them a lot more options to get the coverage that really suits them.
I asked NPR health policy correspondent Julie Rovner to explain the difference between the public and the private options.
A private exchange is really just a way for an employer to contract its health insurance functions to a third party. The employer is still paying its share of the coverage, although in some cases it may provide a specific amount of money that the employee can then use to shop for a plan. So it can be a win-win, but they're really, really, really new. So there's not a lot of evidence so far to judge.
So other companies like Trader Joe's, they've said that they will ask their part-time employees to shop for insurance on those public exchanges established by the Affordable Care Act. What options are they going to have available?
Trader Joe's is doing something particularly interesting. They're giving those part-time workers a $500 stipend to help them shop. But in general, there doesn't seem to be a flood of companies dropping coverage, although the ones that are getting a lot of attention.
Well, what's to stop companies from just dropping all their insurance for their employees and saying, no, go to the public exchanges instead?
Really, insurance has always been a voluntary benefit for employers, and most large employers have continued to offer it, and most surveys say they're going to continue to do that in the future, if only to compete with other employers who offer it to get the best workers. Now, starting in 2015, employers with more than 50 workers could be subject to penalties of $2,000 to $3,000 for every worker who goes to the exchange and gets one of those federal subsidies. Some people have calculated that it would still be cheaper for employers to pay those fines than to offer health insurance.
So the public exchanges are going to go live on October 1st. That's just in a few days. What's going to happen on the rollout date?
Well, that's when people who don't have insurance and people who buy their own insurance can start shopping for coverage that starts January 1st. Every state will have an exchange, and people can go there, plug in some basic information. They can see what plans are available, how much they cost, and once things are working, they'll be able to find out what help, if any, they might be eligible to get paying for that insurance.
NPR health policy correspondent Julie Rovner. Thanks, Julie.
Thank you.
Now, remember, the Affordable Care Act requires nearly every American to buy health insurance or pay a penalty beginning January 1st. But if you fall into a few select categories, the penalty doesn't apply to you. For example, if you're a Native American and you get your health coverage through the Indian Health Care Service, or if you're in prison, or another group you may not have heard of, the 100,000 or so Americans who belong to something called a health care sharing ministry. This is not insurance. It's sort of like a co-op where members all pitch in to cover the cost of medical bills.
My name is Fred Bennett. We live in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Fred and his wife Beth belong to a health care sharing ministry, and they have for 19 years. They've always been healthy, but they're a little older now, and they're starting to have some medical trouble.
In 04, my wife was rushed to the hospital with E. coli in her kidneys.
Beth recovered, but the hospital bill was a staggering $70,000. And that bill was just the beginning for the Bennetts.
Well, I hate to tell you, they know me on a first-name basis almost. In 05, I had some cancer surgery, around $6,000 or $7,000. 06, I had some necessary surgery. 07, same thing. I had a heart attack at home. She hasn't had many claims, but I had a stretch of 5 or 6 years there and things were pretty rough.
The medical bills were tens of thousands of dollars, but for each incident, the Bennetts paid only their $250 deductible. The rest was paid by fellow Christians. Of course, the same would have been true if they had regular health insurance, but Fred says he prefers the health sharing ministry because it's more in line with his beliefs.
The part I liked about it was that I wouldn't have to be having some of my premiums spent to take care of somebody who wasn't taking care of themselves, physically or spiritually, either one.
Andrea Miller is the medical director for the largest Christian health insurance alternative called MediShare. I asked her to explain how the program works.
What it is it's a group of people, in this case Christians, who band together and agree that they want to share one another's burdens. And the way they do that is that they each put a certain amount of money aside every month, and then they actually send that money to another Christian who is in need of it that month in order to help them pay their medical bills.
Now, MediShare and other Christian healthcare programs are getting attention because of the rollout of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. Can you explain how MediShare fits into this new healthcare landscape?
Both Democrats and Republicans came together when they passed the Affordable Care Act and agreed that Christians who'd been sharing in this way for years would be allowed to continue to do so, that they would not be required to stop what they were doing and to purchase insurance.
Can you explain how the alternative works? This is obviously, it's not for everyone. To be eligible, do you have to be a Christian to start off?
Yes, you're right. It isn't for everyone. In order to be eligible, first of all, you do need to be a Christian. Second, you need to agree to living a Christian lifestyle, including no smoking, including not abusing alcohol or drugs. At that point, if you want to join, you agree that you are willing to put money in your own account that's available to be used for other people, and then we let you know what other people need that money.
And are there bills that are not covered, you know, procedures that might be considered unchristian or not in line with your morality?
We do not share in every medical need that a person has. Some of the things we don't share in are related to lifestyle issues, such as an abortion, but others of them are related to things that the members have agreed that they would rather pay for themselves.
Andrea Miller is the medical director at the Christian health insurance alternative, MediShare. And unlike regular insurance, members of MediShare all get a say in what's covered. But because it's not insurance, there's no guarantee that their fellow members will decide to cover any given bill. It's just one of the many options Americans will be using as Obamacare goes into effect. Coming up, the latest on the report from the deadly Yarnell fire earlier this summer. This is NPR News.